Hi, I'm Lola, one of the program producers. Joining me today is Akiba.
My name is Akiba, and I am a two-spirit woman of African, First Nation, and Sami ancestry. I am 76 years old. I've had a very interesting life. I want to say in the beginning that it's not exactly coming out because I feel like I always loved women. I am sure that I just came to earth to love women. But, you know, from my early ages, like 3 and 2, 4 and 5, you know, I either had crushes on my teachers or on somebody in Sunday school. So, you know, I always was aware that I had this special feeling for women, my gender, same gender. I was outed when I was about 14. When I was in the 10th grade, I really came to terms with the fact that I really loved women. I used to walk behind them and look at them, go to basketball, just do whatever I needed to do to be around girls. And so was offered a chance because other people in my school, I mean, by the time I got to high school, really, people in school, they recognized those who were dykes that I was a dyke, but I didn't get it because I didn't have a title for myself. I just knew that I liked girls. And so I was offered this opportunity to kind of be a part of a group, but I was just like too scared. And so I said, nah, I'm not going to do that. So what I really did was I told people about it, and it became a real problem. And then at the end of the day, I did join this group, and I did start having a girlfriend. And it was so great. And we were just, it was such an exciting time. I mean, I did 3 things. I started having my moon. I hit my perpetrator back, who was the person that was abused me, physically abused me. And I thought I came out, but I was outed, which was amazing because I took my outing as a very positive thing. I turned it around and it was, okay, I'm out everywhere. One of the girls that I was hanging out with, she was lovers with another person in the group. Her brother found these letters and my name was in there. And long story short, the mother of one of the girls got the letter. She worked in a beauty parlor, man. I mean, that's the worst for gossip. These letters were put out, and I was outed. I mean, eventually, it was found out that I was the person who was having the relationship with the other person. And everybody, one day I went to school, and everybody in my high school knew about it. It was horrible. So I was totally alone. I don't know what happened there. It just changed my life. You know, I was flunking out of school because I was so abused and it was just so hard at home. But suddenly I decided to grab my power and I passed my grades and I did everything I needed to do. And then, you know, there I was. I graduated from high school on time and my mother gave me this ultimatum. She said, you can either stay here and be straight or you can leave and do whatever you need to do. So I left and I moved 900 miles away. I was 17. I had $15 in my pocket and a bus ticket. At the end of the day, I want to say that I have never, ever gone back in the closet. I've been out on every job to everybody, including all my family. And while it's been very hard, a lot of times it is the most powerful thing I ever did. Hope, Takuyasi.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, Amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ+ Communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.